This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A powerful explosion apparently caused by a natural gas leak killed at least 18 people, including a pregnant woman and child, and injured dozens Friday when it blew up away an outer wall or outer walls from a luxury hotel in the heart of Cuba's capital. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited the site on Friday and tweeted afterward that the blast was an accident, not, in his words, a bomb or an attack. Dozens of people were hospitalized after the blast, including some children. Díaz-Canel said families in buildings near the hotel affected by the explosion had been transferred to safer locations. Cuban State TV reported that the blast was caused by a truck that had been supplying natural gas to the hotel. It did not provide details on how the gas ignited. Cuba's national health minister said the number of injured could rise as the search continues for people who may be trapped in the rubble of the 19th century building. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The count of U.S. deaths from COVID-19 is now nearing 1 million people. And there is a wealth of data making clear which groups have been hit the hardest. More than 700,000 people, 65 and older, died. Men died at higher rates than women. White people made up most of the deaths overall. Yet an unequal burden fell on Black, Hispanic, and Native American people, considering the younger average age of minority communities. Racial gaps narrow between surges, then widen again with each new wave. Most deaths happen in urban counties, but rural areas paid a high price at times as well. This is VOA News. Dozens of civilians were rescued from the steel plant in Ukraine, emerging from tunnels where the Ukrainian fighters continue to make a last stand. More from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Russian and Ukrainian officials say 50 people, including 11 children, were brought out of a besieged steel mill in Mariupol. Associated Press cameras captured the scene as soldiers wearing white armbands helped evacuees with their luggage. They left a battered yellow school bus and climbed into a blue commuter bus for a trip to a town near the Russian border, where they were handed over to United Nations and Red Cross representatives. Hundreds of civilians remain, and officials said efforts would continue. Katerina Prokopenko, whose husband commands Azov Regiment troops inside the plant, issued a plea to evacuate hundreds of wounded soldiers and spare the remaining fighters. She told the AP they might be willing to go to a third country, but if nothing is done to save them, they would fight to the end without surrender. I'm Jennifer King.
China is installing a career security official as the new leader of Hong Kong in the culmination of a sweeping political transformation that has gutted any opposition in the Asian financial center and placed it ever more firmly under Beijing's control. John Lee, formerly the city's number two official, is the only candidate Sunday in his election in the name only. Well over half the 1,500-member election committee that selects the chief executive has already endorsed him, and he needs only a simple majority to win. Speaking to supporters, he acknowledged that Hong Kong has deep-rooted problems, and he reiterated his intention to bring a results-oriented approach. He will replace Carrie Lam on July 1st. Her five-year term was marked by Hong Kong's most tumultuous period since the former British colony was returned to China in 1997. Residents of a cluster in communities in the occupied West Bank have vowed to stick to their land and resist an order by Israel's top court to evict them. The order came after a more than two-decade legal struggle by Palestinians to remain in their homes. Israel has argued that the residents only use the area for seasonal agriculture and that they have already rejected compromise offers giving them occasional access to the land. The Palestinians say that if implemented, the Israeli Supreme Court's ruling opens the way for the eviction of all 12 communities that have a population of 4,000 people. American employers added 428,000 jobs in April, extending a streak of solid hiring that has defied punishing inflation, chronic supply shortages, the Russian war against Ukraine, and much higher borrowing costs. Last month's hiring kept the unemployment rate at 3.6%, just above the lowest level in a half century. Recapping our top story, a powerful explosion caused by a natural gas leak has killed at least 18 people in Havana, Cuba. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.